that idol can't do anything for them. Forget the idol can't do anything for them, the idol can't do anything for itself. For itself also it can't do anything. So it is a sad state of affairs. We should make dua for these people. Some of them, they exert themselves so much. If only they were mu'mineen, they would make better Muslims than us. They prepared to exert themselves so much in what they think is right. If only they have hidayah, they would be better Muslims than us. Now we are so fortunate that our Allah, what does our Allah say? Our Allah says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Then make dua to me, I will respond to you. Our Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That, oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my bandas ask you about me, tell them I'm very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. I respond to the person who supplicates to me when he supplicates to me. This is our Allah. He's so close to us that at any time we can raise our hand. Any time we can lift our hand and we are connected. Any time we can beseech and beg from our Allah. And begging from Allah Ta'ala is unlike requesting from human beings. Human beings, you will ask one time, they will give. Second time, they start getting irritated. By the third time, they will ask you half a dozen questions. By the fourth time, they'll say, go say I'm not here. That is human being. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak gets displeased when his banda doesn't ask of him. The more his banda asks of him, the more pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes. Now the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these du'as in itself, they are a mu'jiza, they are a miracle. If a person is to see the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know there is a kitab, and I think now almost every house must be having that kitab, Keys to the Treasures of Jannah. Keys to the Treasures of Jannah. So in that Keys to the Treasures of Jannah, you must open to the section that is called Munajat-e-Maqbool. Munajat-e-Maqbool, this is a compilation of du'as, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as. Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he did a great service to the ummah, that he looked in all the ahadith and he collected all these du'as. And then what he has done is he has broken it up into 7 parts. And he has made, right, for Saturday, read these du'as. Sunday, read these du'as. Monday, read these du'as. So it makes it easy for us. He has broken it up into 7 pieces. And every day the person can read different du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in this Keys to the Treasures of Jannah, they got the munajat and next to it they got the meaning. Take the time out, read those du'as and check the meanings of those du'as. And you will get a little glimpse into the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he used to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he was making dua to Allah Pak. What du'as he was making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. One is the lengthy du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in his tahajjud salah, etc. in the night when he was making dua, the lengthy du'as that Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And then if you look at the night before the battle of Badr, what du'as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making, that eventually he was, the way he was picking up his hand and supplicating and crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that even his shawl, his upper garment, the shawl falls off. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala comes, puts it on, again it falls off. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes, put it on. Eventually Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he couldn't take it anymore. Looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this halat, tearing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got his hands raised for so long the entire night. He comes behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He puts the shawl back on. he holds Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enough. Ya Allah has heard you. Allah has definitely heard you now. Enough. So what du'as that must have been? My Shaykh Hazm, once put yourself down, barakatum, he says, Ya Allah, hum mangte mangte thak jate hai. Tu to dete dete thakte nahi. That, oh Allah, we get tired of asking. We ask for a short while, we get tired of asking. But oh Allah, you give and you carry on giving and you don't ever get tired of giving. So one was these lengthy du'as that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is engaged in du'a. Standing, engaged in du'a, he's tearing, beard is dripping with his tears, his ihram becomes wet with his tears. So much he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying for who? Crying for the ummah, crying for us. He was masoom. Sahaba wa radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So who was Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying for? He's crying for us. So these were the lengthy du'as of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is also needed. That is needed that we make sometimes lengthy du'as. We must cry to Allah. And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his du'a, he would repeat his request three times. Three times he would make the du'a. Whatever du'a he was making, he would repeat it three times, he would repeat the du'as. So one is to learn the actual du'as that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading. Even though we may not know the meaning of those du'as. Like now, this is a perfect, the so easy way, if we make it our habit that we read that Munajat-e-Maqbool. That every day now, if it is Monday, so you read the Munajat for Monday. Tuesday you read the Munajat for Tuesday. Wednesday you read the Munajat for Wednesday. So you will be reading du'as, actual du'as that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Even though we don't know the meaning, it is fine. And then we must make du'a to Allah Rabbul Izzat in our own language. In our own language. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put our needs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg of Allah ta'ala. Look at the whole ritual of Umrah, of Hajj. Every moment is du'a. Du'a. When you come into the Haram Sharif, you see the Kaaba, du'a. You start making tawaf, it's du'a again. You finish tawaf, again is du'a. You read two rakats namaz, again you're making du'a. Then you go to the multazam, again it is du'a. Then you go zamzam, again it is du'a. Safa, again it is du'a. In between Safa and Marwa, again du'a. Marwa, again du'a. Come back, again du'a. The whole thing is just du'a. What else is there? Besides walking and du'a, what else is there in that Umrah and Hajj? So du'a, this is a very, very important thing, very important aspect in a believer's life. And unfortunately, many, many Muslims don't engage in du'a. Sometimes just for 1 or 2 minutes we pick our hand up, or after the namaz the imam picked his hand up, that's the only du'a in our life. No, that shouldn't be the case. We must make du'a, we must take out a time in the day where we either daytime, nighttime, whatever is convenient for us, but we must take out some time where we exclusively engage ourselves in the amal, in the ibadat of du'a. And then over and above those type of du'as, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at all the masnoon du'as that he has left for us. That in itself shows us that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 24 hours of the day, he was thinking of Allah. That any action a person goes to do, there is a du'a that has to be read. Anything a person does, there is a masnoon du'a to be read. So then there is that treasure that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left. All the masnoon du'as for the different occasions. Now I always say, if he says, okay, I will learn one du'a a week, forget a day. He said, I will learn one du'a a week, one masnoon du'a a week. So in the year, he would learn 52 du'as. in 10 years, how many duas you learnt? So some of us now, we feel, no, but I don't know the Masnoon duas now, when I'm going to learn this duas and all that. If a person can't learn one dua a week, he learn one dua a month. One dua a month if he learns. For the year he has learned 12 duas. 12 Masnoon duas. What I must drink, what I must read after drinking milk. Now we go to drink milk every night in the break. We want to go to have milk. What dua we must read after the milk? Do we know now what dua to read after the milk? There's nothing wrong to go drink the milk. Alhamdulillah, we must go drink the milk. And drink the milk with the intention that Ya Allah, the strength that will come into the body from this milk. Now we're going to wake up for tahajjud. We're going to make dua to you. But now how wonderful if we knew what dua to read after milk. Allahumma barik lana fih. Muhammad, you tell us. Allahumma barik lana fi wazidna min. That, oh Allah, give us barakat in this milk and increase it for us. Increase it for us. The person drinks some other beverage besides milk, something else is drinking. Then he says, Allahumma barik lana fi wa at'imna khayram min. That, oh Allah, give us barakat in this, but now give us better than this. But for milk, not give us better than this. For milk, wazidna min, increase this for us. The person drinks water, there is dua to read. Person drinks zamzam water, there is dua to read. Now just drinking. Now how many duas just in the department of drinking? So if we learn one dua a month also, one dua a month, we learn 12 duas for the year. In 10 years we have learned 120 duas. We are enriching ourselves. We are bringing quality of life into our life. Bringing quality into our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we help ourselves to these treasures that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left for us. One is the treasure chest of those lengthy duas, and the other is the treasure chest of all these masnoon, little duas for different occasions, what duas we have to read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.